in here.
We're packed into Michael McNamara's small Nissan. His grandfather, Peter Rizzo, sits in the passenger seat. Rizzo was born 90 years ago in Kenosha. His parents emigrated from southern Italy. He has no clue why they landed in Kenosha.
So did you grow up speaking Italian?
I can't speak Italian. I never understood Italian.
We always joked his mother never spoke a word of English and he never spoke a word of Italian.
We got along real good.
Rizzo worked for American Motors for more than three decades. He and his wife, Edith, raised three children and have lived in the same spotless brick Cape Cod for nearly 60 years. But Peter Rizzo isn't interested in chit-chatting about such matters. He's on a mission. He wants to lead grandson Michael to mushrooms that grow at the trunk of giant oak trees. Rizzo calls them noshk. Michael, a developing chef, looked up the proper name.
It's called maitake, or hen of the woods, but we've always just called it noshk. And then every Christmas he makes a dish.
You could use it for sauce. I use it for pizzas a lot of times.
But every Christmas you make the sausage and mushroom dish.
Yeah.
We motor to an undisclosed location in search of the edible fungus. According to Rizzo tradition, foragers work alone, brag about their successes, but never disclose specific locations. The family is safe with me. I have no notion where we are.
Michael, why don't you go down that way a little bit?
Straight?
Yeah, and then you could go in there. Try these first anyway.
Yeah?
Good luck.
Rizzo said good luck because for the first time he won't trek into the woods.
Do you remember first going out with your grandfather?
Yeah, I mean, the first time I went out was last year with him. He couldn't really walk that well, so he decided to take me out and show me his secret spots.
Michael stoops to clear fallen leaves beneath a giant oak. He's learned that the mushrooms look like a bunch of oak leaves at the base of a tree. Last year, Michael and his grandfather struck it big on this very spot. As for us...
Nope, not this tree today.
We deliver the bad news.
No, no dice.
I thought for sure because of this heavy rain that we had and the cold nights, it'd be perfect time.
Maybe somebody got through it before us.
Possible.
Hey. So where to next?
Turn right.
To another secret spot.
Stop. Go right inside here.
Oh, this is where we got kicked out of last year.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
We tramp one parcel, then another, inspecting dozens of oaks.
No dice.
I'll tell you what, there are times you don't catch, or you don't find any of them. There are times. I'm going to let you go by my father's place.
Okay.
His father's place. Rizzo directs the car to the spot he foraged every year with his dad. He points affectionately to a distant oak, saying it always delivered.
Right there.
That dead one?
Right here. See that dead one right there? That is where my father used to, that one tree.
Yet Rizzo says after his father died, he never found another noshk there. Michael wants to give it a go anyway. As we push our way down the steep slope and through thick overgrowth, Michael grows silent. You know he'd love to present his grandpa with a big mushroom from this spot. I break the suspense with a culinary question.
What's your favorite way to prepare them?
I saute them, butter and garlic and delicious fresh herbs. He boils them, which I think is terrible, but I'd never tell him that.
We eventually return to the car, one final time, empty-handed. Rizzo shakes his head.
I can't believe this. We at least get one of them anyway.
The truth is, Rizzo's not despairing for himself. A nephew shared his harvest this year, so the 90-year-old has a pile of noshk, pre-boiled the way he likes them, tucked away in the deep freeze.
Enough to do your Christmas dish?
Oh, yeah.
But this year, Rizzo didn't wait for Christmas. He served his special mushroom sausage dish to family on Thanksgiving. Life, he says, is too short. Why wait? Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.